Ziva der Ramban ist. Der Ramban, Mensch, ist tut der Rutzmann, das Kasch. Rabshimu Tami Lama Yoch Chos Beros Bez Mechai Ike di Kasher Des Teis Vesrei Dot Nam Misar Eseo Yeseo Bez Miyod Shetou Vichos Ruben Bein Shevi Kaburoson Bein Shevi Kaburoson Vol Chayochi Vos Alpien Rabshim En Peiter Rab Lezer In Osofi Verab Rab Mish Barab Yisem Zalti Reitz Di Hosom Ike Kapore Hoche Leke Kapore So that's one terence. Now, in Pirka Matzliya, the Ramban mentioned Sarav Reb Mishi Bar Yosef several many times. So the first tarot is that in Noch Name, that Reb Shimon holds Yochich also Biroaz Bez Nishai. So then, why does Reb Shimon say in that Mishnah that Gimel here is that here Bez Nishai Shetou Vichos Ruben, Bein Sheiviu Kaparosom, Bein Sheiviu Kaparosom, Volach Hayochid Vos Alpien? So he's potter because over there is a chiyuv korban. What korban? We are dealing there. The Mishnah deals with bez nagod, not an ordinary bezin, but bez nagod, bezin lishkes agozis, who passed in the tchilev his mutter, tchilev his mutter, and osur ivatzibur al pi. So then the halacha is that every shevet has to be in kolaterikule in every seah kores. So every shevet if bez nagod. Passing the trail of his mutter and also in Zibral PM, and then Bez Nagodl realized that it made a mistake. So then every shevet brings a pa. And in Avizori, in case Bez Nagodl passing that Avizori is mutter and also in Zibral PM, so they bring a pa and they saw it every shevet. So there is a special aloha, a special call when Bez Nagodl passes and also in Zibral PM. So the mele, so since Bein Hiviu Kaparoson, Bein Shalivu Kaparoson, doesn't make a difference whether the Tzibur brought already the Korban or did not bring the Korban. In either event, inasmuch as there is a Chiyuv Korban, as there is a Chiyuv Korban incumbent upon the Tzibur, and that, but there is no Korban incumbent upon the Yochid. So the Tzibur is considered as a person. The tzibur is considered as a person, and the korban is brought for the cheta kol. But as far as the chet of the individual is concerned, there is no chiv korban. So memele, so even the one who was aver after the Bez Nagodl realized its mistake, so he does not become a chuyev either, because there is the korban that the tzibur brought, so that korban will be mechaper for the whole tzibur. So I mean, the strange thing about it is that it says bein sheiviu kaparoson, bein shaloi yiviu kaparoson. So bishleim in the case of shaloi yiviu kaparoson, you can understand. But the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says bein sheiviu kaparoson. All right. So that's the aloche. In other words, since the korban. Is brought by the whole tzibur, so that patterns the yochid from a korban and the individual of it. That's Harav Rav Mishi Bar Rabbi Yosef stands. But in any other case where there is no korban of bar incumbent upon the tzibur, so then yochid also beroz bez nekodet Rav Shimon Yisrael. Then he says a remarkable terence, very strange. V'achirim tiyotzu. The Shani also, given the Chosru Bohem Viniskeru, Kimisha Niskar Hudome. I mean, there's probably a mistake here. Kimisha Niskar, I don't have Rabbi Sazalman Zagoyes. What?
Kiniskar
Hudome, alright, so that's what I said. Kiniskar Hudome. Sha'alein Husseinich, Vidioson Kidiose. So he says, so the second portion is the reason. Reb Shimon holds Yochid Shoso Biroaz Bezin is Chai because he's Ishgom and he's not an Onus Gomo. Had he been considered an Onus Gomo, he wouldn't be Chai Kol. So he's considered a Shevik, not an Onus Gomo. But Why is he Potter over there? Because since the Bezdin has got, he relied on the Eloi of the Bezdin. And since Bezdin realized this mistake, so Bezdin is not the Sheik anymore. So Mimele, he is not considered the Sheik either. So what is he considered? Amazing. So, does it make sense? I mean, can we consider him amazing? We certainly are not going to give him Mise. He's certainly not going, I mean, more like Mise, it's not Chayach, he requires a soy. He's certainly not Chayef Kores. You wouldn't say, just since he relied on Bezdin, and Bezdin is, he realized his mistakes, so, Kimniska Hudom. So, he is also considered as amazing. Someone of Shechiv is amazing, let him be Chayef Kores. So, of course, you wouldn't say he's Chayef Kores. He's a Sheikh. And he's an unfortunate Sheikh. What should he do? I mean, he relied on the Psak of Bezdin. Bezdin realized his mistake, but he doesn't know that Bezdin realized his mistake. Why should he be considered as Mezid? And if he is considered as Mezid, so let him be Chayef Kores. Of course, that doesn't make sense. How can he be Chayef Kores? He doesn't know. There is no malice, no intention, no evil intention. He doesn't know. So why should he be Chayef Kores? If he doesn't know. So what's the pshat? So obviously, the second Goshen Ramban holds that it is the reason as to why he is not highly called, even though generally Yoch Chosef was Bezdin is considered Sheik, because here, since he was still in Bezdin, and Bezdin is not a Sheik anymore, so he cannot be considered a Sheik either. So what is he considered as amazing? Now, if he's amazing, let him be Chayef Kores. So the answer is, there are two pturim. There are two pturim of Mise. One ptur of Mise is Sheik. Sheik is potter of Mise. Only Mezid is Chayef Mise. As a matter of fact, in respect to Mises Bezdin or Malkes, so Mezid means Hasroye too, and Kabbalah Hasroye. Not just Mezid, but in respect to Kores, Mise Shamayim, Mezid means just Mezid. Mezid, he is aware of the Issa. So then he's considered Mezid. So, but if he's a Sheikh, so then he's potter of Onshin. If he's a Sheikh, he's potter of Onshin. And then, as the Rambam says in the Chassishes, Rikabe Ishes, Ishes in Sob Sheikh, that even though the Torah says, V'ilo in it fos, hon it fos mutaris, that Anuso is mutaris levai. It doesn't say anything about Shigekes that is Mitaras Bible. But the answer is every Shegek, Tzadenes Yeshbo. So Shegek also has a Dinenes. He's not an Onus Gomor of being completely faultless, but there is an element of Enes in every Shegek. And that gives him a Dinenes vis-a-vis Onshin. It doesn't give him a Dinenes vis-a-vis Kom. They are only an Onus Gomor. But it gives him a Dinenes vis-a-vis Onshin. So every Sheikh has a din of onus too, and onus is also potter of. Some mele, every Sheikh is potter of onshin, is potter of onshin of mise of malkes in mise shemayim of kores for two reasons. First of all, because there is a special paraloche, the Sheikh is potter, and then, as the Rambam says, shehash gogo tzadenes yeshbo. So mele, if he doesn't know that it's osir, so he's not really at fault. He is a little bit at fault. But he's not culpably at fault. So in other words, so Mimele, he has a din onus. And onus is potter of onshin. So Mimele, this is what the second Russian Ramban says. This is our Russian. The reason Reb Shimon holds that Yochicho Sobiroaz Bez Lishai. The fact that he was still a Bezdin, that does not give him a din of onus gomor, because there is still an element of neglect in him. So he does not have a din of an onus gomor. But so Mimele, since he doesn't have a din of an onus gomor, so Mimele, he's chayev ikom because he's a sheik. But So it's Chayev Kom. Mashiach in the case of Yochich also. Alpiroaz Bezdin. So, and then Bezdin realized this, found out its mistake. So just as the Bezdin is not considered to have a din Sheikh, to be Sheyidim, because they already know. So the Yochid who will stay with the Bezin is not considered to be a Sheyid either. So what is he considered? He's considered to be amazing. And Korban, only a Sheyid can bring his Chayv Korban. A Mezid cannot bring a Korban. Now you see that, let's say, in the case of Zorak Daladames, and then, so if someone was Zerik, a Chayfetz, in Rishus Rabbim, Mitchilas Dalet, Lisei Dalet, and he was a Sheyik, he didn't know it was Shabbos. And after the ball passed to Ames, so he reminded himself that it's Shabbos. That it's Shabbos. So only if it's Chlosi Viseivi Bishgogo, so he's highly called. But if it's Chlosi Bishgogo, Viseivi Bimezid, even he cannot stop it, so he's Potter of Korban. So why? Because half of the Maisa Veire, he's amazing. But what kind of amazing is he? Could you say that in the second half of the Maisa Veire, he's more at fault than the first half of the Maisa Veire, just because he, all of a sudden, out of the blue sky, he became aware of the fact that he chants. So, he's not more at fault. So, but still, he's Potter of Korban. Why? Why is he Potter of Korban? Only if Tchilosi Viseifei Bishgogo, so he's Chayv Korban. But if it's Tchilosi Bishgogo, Viseifei Bimezid, even by Zeirek, where he couldn't stop it. Not only by Mavia, but even by Zeirek, where he couldn't stop it. So, he doesn't bring a Korban. Why? Because he's not a Sheyik. In half of the Maisa Veire, at the end of the Maisa Veire, he was amazing. But is he at fault for being amazing the second half of the Maisa Veire? He is not any more at fault than one who remained the Sheyeg all the time. But it's a halacha. Only Sheyeg is highly called. Mezik is not Chayv Korban. So even if the first Dalet Ames, the first two Ames, he was a Sheyik, but the second two Ames of the Dalet Ames, he was a Mezid, he's Potter of Korban. So here too, Al Pidin, if someone is still at the Bezdin, so once the Bezdin becomes a Mezid, he also has a Shemezid. So Memele, since he has a Shemezid, Korban can be brought by a Sheyik, not by someone who's a Mezid. But then you ask, let him be Chayv Korban. He's amazing. The answer is Onus is Potter of Kores. And not only an Onus Gomo is Potter of Kores. Even one who has a Din Onus and every Sheyik is not he has a Din Onus. So Memele, in this case too, true, he's amazing on account of the fact that the Bezdin is already amazing. So he has a Din Mezid, but it's not considered to be Berotzen Gomo. Since every Shgogo is Sadeinus Yeshbo, so that means a Sheikik is considered Shaloi Betzeri. A Sheikik is considered Shaloi Betzeri. In order to be Chayiv Kores, one must be Mezid and he must be Berotz. But if he's a Sheikik, if he himself is a Sheikik, even though Al Pidin, on account of the fact that he is still with the Bezin, so he's considered Mezid. So he's considered Mezid, but he's not considered Berotz. So Kores is not Chayev because it's not Berotz. And Chatos is not Chayev either because he's not a Sheik. So where do you see that? So you see that where he was Zerik, a Chayfet, Mitchilas Dalet, Lisei Dalet, he was a Sheik, and then before the Anoche, and when he was out of his control, so he reminded himself that it is Shabbos. So he's amazing. But you won't say that it is Berotzen, the second to Ames is Berotzen. It's beyond his control. Mavir, he would be Berotzen. Because he can stop it, he can stop at the end of to Ames. But by Zerik, he cannot stop. So, Bechozal Adure, so Memele, it's not Berotzen. So, Beinus it is. It's not an Enes Gomo, because every Sheyik is not an Enes Gomo, but has a Dina in it. So here too, Kores is Potter, but at the same time, he's not Chayv Korban according to the second Loshen, Because since he was still in Bezdin, and Bezdin found out its mistake, so Memele he also does not have a din of Shegek, and he has a din of Mezit. The Teitzves, a few Teitzves here. And then I want to discuss the Shitas Rambam in connection with Yochid Shoso Beirosh Bezdin, because it seems that the Rambam has a different teretz. Now, the Teitzves, Zeini Yochid, Zeini Yochid. Rab Meir and Rab Yudah Mechayim in Tach Tzadik Beis and Beis. Ma Sheik Sharivo Amai Ve'amrin Echad Tzach Gmarachmul Lishnayim Shlish Gam Nekafeivka Miforish Beferik Dal Rei. Now, here Tesis is not Miforish, but the Tesis Arosh mentions here two terutz. In other words, why don't we say Ligabi Milochim, Ligabi Chatos, just as the Gemara says Ligabi Keifer, that Chatos Echot Amrachmona Lishnayim Mishlish Akif. So here you should say, I mean, Kifar Echot Amrachmona Lishnayim Mishlish Akif. So here you should also say, Chatos Echot Amrachmona Lishnayim Mishlish Akatois. Now, the thesis of Rosh says, gives to Teruti. V'yesh lechalek b'momin hanitn l'chaveirei uvin kor. That's one terence. So one teretz is here, we cannot say Lushnaim Shlish Chatois, as we say Ligabi Keifer, because Keifer is Momin Anitin Chaveir. Here it's a call. What's the difference? So it appears from this day's verse now. The Gemara is the Shaila. The Gemara has a shaila as to whether we say whether kufre is kapore or kufre momen. So at first the Gemara in Makkes wants to say that it's a machlikes the Rabbonon and Rabbi Shmuel bnoi shel Rabbi Yechiel ben Breik. Why? Because Rabbonon say that Kefer represents the Dmei Nizik. What does Kefer mean? In other words, if Reuven Sheya killed Shimei, so then Reuven has to pay Kefer. How much? So the Chachom say, we appraise the value, the domain of the Nerek, of Shimei. Rabbi Shmuel Mishal Bechem Adreike says that we appraise the value of the Mazik, of Reuven, how much he would be worth as an Eved. So then the Gemara says, so in other words, so the Gemara at first in Makkes wanted to say that Rabbi Shmuel Mishal Bechem Adreike, Rabbi Shmuel Mishal Bechem Adreike, so he holds that it's Kapore, some Mele, it's Mimazik. Whereas the Chachomim hold that it's Momen, so maybe it's Menizik. So the Gemara says no, the Kulal me Kufre Kapor. But the Machlekes is, how does the Kapore, what does the Kapore consist of? So according to Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shel Rabbi Yechiel ben Breike, so the Kapore consists of the Mazik paying the domim of the Mazik. And according to Chachomim, the Kapore consists of the Mazik paying the domim of the Nizik. So this is what the Gemara says. Anyway, so that means that we can say that both agree that Kufre is Kapore. Kufre Kapore. Still there is a Machlekes, whether it's Mazik or Nizik. Now, so if we say that it's Momen, then the Chiyuv of Keifer means compensation for the Harig of the Nizik. Whom does he pay? He pays the Yoshi. He pays compensation. But even if we say that Kufre Kapore, so it still could be compensation for the harig of the nizik. But the kapore, I mean, consists in paying compensation, in paying compensation for the arig of the nizik. But even if it's kapore, so the kapore consists in paying compensation for the arig of the nizik. Now, of course, if we are to say that kufre momene, then the essence of the chiyuv is to compensate. To compensate the yoshim of the nerek for the arig. But even if we say kufre kapore, so the kapore consists in paying compensation to the yoshim of the nerek for the nerek. So Mimele, this is what the Rosh says. V'yesh lechalek b'momen haniten lechavei l'yuvinkom. By kefer, even though kufre kapore, even if we say that kufre kapore, so the chiyuv is a chiyuv of paying compensation to the yoshim of the nerek. So Mimele, there is no, the Torah is mechayev compensation, one compensation, not two compensations, two compensations. There is no such chiyuv. Here it's a kapore. So here it's a kapore, a korm. So each one has to have a kapore and bring a korm. So if two did the meloche, why shouldn't both be mechuyev and bring the kapore? That's the first rosh. Then the second rosh needs. The chibn di cholechot chayiv kores b'meizit. Tzorich lehovi kaporosi al shmogosi. Tzorich lehovi kaporosi al shmogosi. In other words, what does it mean? That since everyone is chayev kores b'meizid, so memele is sorech lehovi kapore al shugose. Mashenkin over there, so no one is mechuyev kores. No one is mechuyev kores over there. But the Torah says, we got more of humus. What does humus mean? Misibli shamay. So it's the same thing. So what difference does it make? Just as here, we couldn't say, Loishnai Mishal Shchatois, because after all, everyone is Mechuyev Kapore. So over there too. I mean, so over here, so by Kefa too, everyone is Mechuyev Misli Shamayim. And by giving Kefer, he'll redeem the Chiyuv Misli Shamayim. So Memele, so both should be Mechuyev to bring a Kefer. I mean, what's the pshat? Now, I probably mentioned it. I don't remember whether I mentioned it this year, but in previous years I certainly mentioned it. More than once. There is a machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra. When the Torah says, Gambol of Yumos. So, what does Gambol of Yumos mean? Misi v'shamay. Im keifa yushas olof. So the Torah says he has to pay keifa. Suppose he doesn't pay keifa. Is he chayiv misi v'shamay? And only if he pays kefer, so that redeems the chiyuv misli shamayim. But if he doesn't pay kefer, einoch nami is mechuyev misli shamayim. The Rashba mechumesh says einoch nami. Gambol of yumos means he's chayuv misli shamayim. The owner of the axe who didn't watch his axe, and because of that the axe killed a human being, so he's chayuv misli shamayim. He was negligent, but if he pays kefer, that removes the chiyuv misli shamayim. By paying kefer, he redeems the chiyuv misli shamayim. But if he doesn't pay kefer, he's chayuv misli shamayim. The Ben Ezra says no. The Ben Ezra says, Gambol of Yumos means ro hoyu liyois chayuv misli shamayim. Elo sha'atiroch yivos kefer. In other words, the reason is why the Torah was mechayiv in kefer is in order that he shouldn't be chayiv misli shamayim. And if there hadn't been a chiyuv of misli shamayim, so then there would be, and if there hadn't been a chiyuv of kefer, then the imam should be chayiv misli shamayim. So it's mashma from the thesis of Rosh that he agrees with the Ibn Ezra, not with the Rashbam Shiddi. Because if he agrees with Ibn Ezra, then we can understand. Wait, here we cannot say lo yishnayim mishol yishchatoyis dichim dicholeachot chayiv kores b'meizid tzor lovi kapor al shugosei or by chatos. Mashein ken here Mashenkin here, so there is no chiyuv misin shamayim. The chiyuv misin shamayim takes off the chiyuv misin shamayim, not the tashlumim of the chiyuv tashlumim of keifa takes off the chiyuv misin shamayim, not the tashlumim of keifa takes off. But if the Tevis Rosh agreed with the Rashbam, so that means as long as he doesn't pay, each one is chayv misin shamayim. So just as over there we cannot say v'lishnayim sholish chatois, because he needs a kapore. So lachas kama v'chamo here. Here he needs even a bigger kapore. Over there, even if he doesn't bring a chatos, all right. So he will be exposed to onshin v'lishamayim, but not kores. Shirik, there is no kores. Lachas kama v'chamo here, according to the Rashbam, if he doesn't pay the kev there, so then there is a chiyuv of misin shamayim. There's a chiyuv of misin shamayim, so we shouldn't say loishnayim misholish gufis. So it's mashma from the Rosh that he agrees with the shite of the Venezer. All right. Now, plotim yutexim. V'hodi nokat ba'asei so b'praise tvei mehanoch mishum she'umiyut achren shebiposik. Uvihot pligi. Now, what does Tesis mean? Uvihot pligi. Now, this makes good sense according to what I said last time, that from Rashi it appears that the whole, even though we have several psukim, and according to Rav Meir, all the three psukim deal with Shnayim Shos, according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, so all the three psukim deal with Shnayim Shos, and according to Rav Yehuda, so two psukim deal with Shnayim Shos. But in final analysis, we said there is only one halacha of Ba'asei So Kulov and Ba'asei So Mikzos. So if it's a case of Zeikyav Zemeniach, then certainly it's Mikzos Melacha, it comes with index as a kosov. But if we didn't have another posik, so I would say when one is a Reuven, is a Kiran Shemiz Meniach, so each one does a fraction of the Melacha. So Mele is Potter. Mashenkin, if two carry out the Chayves together, so each one does the whole Melacha. So Mele, the Ptur of Ba'asei So Kulov V'Ba'asei So Mikzos has no application. I would say like that. But since we have an extra posik, or two extra psukim over and above the posik of that is mimai zeikam zemeniach, so maybe we say that not only in the case of zeikam zemeniach, so it's considered that each one is doing a fraction of meloche, but even in the case of shnayim shosu zeyochel mizeyochel, there too it's considered that each one does have a meloche. And according to Rav Shimon, even in the case of Zeini Yochel and Zeini Yochel, it's still considered as if each one does have a meloche. So in final analysis, being according to Rabbi Yehuda, being according to Rabbi Shimon, wherever there is a ptur of Shnayim Shosu, why is it potter? Because it's each one doesn't do a whole meloche, each one does have. The question is, in the case of two individuals carrying out a beam, does it mean that each one did a whole meloche or each one did have a meloche? So that depends upon the droshes of the psukim. But in final analysis, everything emanates from the aloche of asiyas kol amloche, not asiyas mixes amloche. So memeila, this is what Tesis says. V'hod inokat ba'asei so b'braise tvei mehanoch mishum she'u miut achren she'biposik. U'v'hod plige. Because it's all a shaile, whether even if it is deduced from another miut in the same posik. But in final analysis, the shaila is as to whether it comes within the gzeras hakosuv of asei so kulo v'lo asei so mitzos. V'lo yodari, da'amai nokat b'milce v'rab shimen, yochit shoso chayev, v'lo nokat lishne d'lil ho'ises kulo l'ises mitzos. V'shemo lishne d'shnayim shosu pturim mashmatvei afil zein yochel zein yochel. So that's why he uses that expression. In connection of Zayin Yochel Zayin Yochel. Chad limute Zayin Kev Zemniach. Vizde kosafei sachas uko chaveire vikosafei shniyo. Why don't we say Chad Memute? Say Kevzimliach, Oi, Kosaf Isacha, Sukochaveli, Kosaf Ishnio. So he says, Kosaf, if Reuven writes one of us, let's say, together they wrote Av, Aleph Beis. But Reuven wrote Aleph, and Shimon wrote Beis. So then we don't have to resort to a posik, to a mute. So he says, Kosaf Isacha, Sukochaveli, Kosaf Ishnio, Isbachko, Elaitsoy, Daramina, Achnosev, Aitsoy, Udikopet Rachmone, Vilechayim, Afilu, Loyanoch. So I would say that the Torah was makpid only on Itzoye and Achnose, even without Anoch. What's the Pshat in Teisves? The Pshat in Teisves is because there is a aloche, the Chiurim aloche l'meshim Sinai. So all Chiurim, whether Chiurim in Achille or Chiurim in Momein or Ichurim, in Meloche. So it's all Aloch Lemesh Mesinai. Shiur in Aloch Lemesh Mesinai. So Memele, Shtei Eisies, that's a Shiur. That's a Shiur. So Memele, so that also is included in the Aloch Lemesh Mesinai of Shiurim. So we know Mitzad Aloch Lemesh Mesinai. We know that in order to be higher from the score of Geisei, there is a certain Shiur. There is a certain Shiur. So even if there hadn't been a mute of Baseiso, I would know that there is a certain shiur. And if it's less than that shiur, so he's potter. Masheim kein zeikav is a meniach. That is not shiurim. This is the aloche of Akira, and aloche is descriptive of the nature of meleches etzoyim. It's not an year of shiurim. So memele, if we didn't have the posik, if we didn't have the posik vaseiso kula aseiso miktoso, I would say that he's chayef without aloche. But ze kosafis achas, and then chaveiri kosafis shniyo. So that shiurim, so without the posik, because of the aloche l'mishmi sinai of shiurim, aloche l'mishmi sinai, I would know. Hoche gassin, v'rav shimen yochit shoso v'raz bezno yitzorech ko, v'rav gassin rav shimen l'taymi. Do my yochit chosu biras bez l'chayiv kipir l'kuntres. Dot nam behed yifir kame de eries. Holach vosa al pien peini vikap hosan viloye vikap hosan. Reb Shimon peite on for shtay betel vibez no onus. So we went over last time. The two lishenes, the two terutzim that the Ramban mentions. Even though the Ramban doesn't agree with the terutzim. But the two terutzim that the Ramban mentions. So this was because of that shit of Reb Shimon in the eries. Says that the right here is... And he rejects the girsa that we have now text. And Reb Shimon says Yochit Shosu Biros Bezn Chayiv, because from that Mishnah text it says it appears that Reb Shimon holds Yochit Shosu Biros Bezn is potter. But the Ramban mentions two lishenes. So one lishenes. So both lishenes assume that the right girsa is Reb Shimon l'taimei d'ma yochit shosu biros bezn chayim. So why does Reb Shimon say in the Mishnah Dav Gimel in Eilis hol avos al pien bein v'yikap rosam bein lo yikap rosam? So Reb Shimon peiteya. So one loshin the Ramban says one teretz is because over there, so the Reiva Tzibur did al pien. So memele there is a chiyuv called Movipar. So memele that is mafkia the chiyuv of any other call. Other korban, because there is a special korban incumbent upon the tzibur upon bez. So that is mafkia the chiyuv of a kisvo, that the yochid has to bring. That's the first teretz. The second teretz is the view of the fact that he was still in Bezdin, and Bezdin was Niska. So Memele, since he was still in Bezdin, so when Bezdin is Niska, becomes cognizant of their mistake, so it's considered that he is also amazed. He is amazed. So then the question arose, Molef Shachiv is amazed, so then he should be Chayiv Kores. The answer is, no, he is amazed, but he's an honest also, because as the Rambam says, Milchasishes, that Kol Shgobo Tzadenes Yeshbe. So in order to pater, so in order to be chayev a korban, it is not enough that he has a din of onus. But he has to be a shedik. And since he was still a bezdin, and bezdin is already amazed, so he al-pidin is also considered amazed. But Kores cannot become mechuyev, because Because every shege besides, so his potter of kores, for two reasons. First of all, because of his special aloche, the cheyik is potter of kores, and also because every shgogo has a din on his also. Alright. Now, the Rambam, it seems, now let's see, how does the Rambam explain this Gemara? So first of all, the Rambam here is difficult. Here the Gemara says that Rabbi Yude, what does Rabbi Yude say? That Zayn Yochel is Zayn Yochel, so they are Ptur. Zayn Yochel is Zayn Yochel Chayom. Rabbi Shimon says even Zayn Yochel is Zayn Yochel also Ptur. So Rabbi Yude had to meet Zayn Yochel is Zayn Miach. We had to meet Zayn Yochel is Zayn Yochel. We had to meet Yochel Joseph Beraz Bez. We Rabbi Shimon Yochel Joseph Beraz Bez Nachayim. Now, so that means that if we paskin like Rabbi Yude, so we have to paskin that Yochi Chosu Beraz Bezdin is potter. We had limute Yochi Chosu Beraz Bezdin. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yude. That Zayn Yochel is a Yochel is potter, but Zayn Yochel is a Yochel is chayev. So Menela has to paskin in order to apply the droshes. So it's properly, so Memele has to paskin like Rabbi Yude that Yochi Chosu Beraz Bezdin. Is potter, and the Rambam paskens in Cheshgoge is that Yochid Chosavir is Bezni, is Chay. That's the Kash. Now the Rambam, so that Kash is written by the Mishnah in Perik Aleph Milcha Shabbos, Haloche Tezai. So the Rambam says in Haloche Tezvov, Kol Meloche Shayochid Yochid Asis is Olvade, Vi Oso Iso Shnayim Bishutves, Bein Shosa Zeh Mikzoso, Vizeh Mikzoso, Kim Shoka Zeh Achiv Vizh Meshuzu, Vim Nichi Hashin Bishus Acheres, בין שאוסו איסה שניהם כאחות, מתחילו בעצוף, כי כן שאוחזו שניהם מקומס וקוספו יאוחזו קיקו, והציעו משוס לשוס הרי לפתור, זה יוחד וזה יוחד. ואם אין, נלוח את הזי, ואם אין אחד מהם יוחד לעשה איסו לבדי, עד שיצטרפו, זה אין יוחד וזה אין יוחד, כי שניים שאוסו בקירו והציעו משוס רבים, הוי ובין כאה הרבה אחד מהם לעשה איסו לבדי, ואוסו איסו בשוטפס, מתחילו בעצוף, שניהם חיובים בשביל אחד בשניהם. So the Kelachemishne, the Kash Posak Rabbi Yude, the Perikam Atzliya, the Lake Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara Amrin and Shom, the Rabbi Shimon Tlotem Yutek Sile, Nefesh Sechta, Acha Sechta, Vasei Se Sechta, Chad Lemute Zeyn Gav Zeyn Miyach, Chad Lemute Zeyn Yochel Zeyn Yochel, Chad Lemute Zeyn Yochel Zeyn Yochel, ורבי יהודה חד למותה זה יקב זה מניח, וחד למותה זה יוכל וזה יוכל, וחד למותה יוכל שעושה ברז בזן, ורבי שימן יוכל שעושה ברז בזן חייב, עד כאן, וקושה יחלים לרבינו, פוסה כרבי יהודה, הבלי, למיפסק ביוחד שעושה ברז בזן פוטר, והוא פוסק בפרק י' ג' מלחש גוגס, ביוחד שעושה ברז בזן חייב, שכוס אף שום, וכן עם הירו ויוסו מי את הכל על פיין, והנה דה אשגוג, הרי בזן תורים, ואילו המין שעושו חיובים, וכל אחד ואחד ממחתוסי, אם מבבז נגוד הוא פסקית, תתחיל לביזמותיה, בוט נטרים הציבור עושה על פיין, בוט יוס מי את הציבור עושה על פיין, so each one of the meal to us who ate chilem, So it will be gone. So now where is the Rambam Paschal? The Yochid Joseph ben Bezdin Chayev. How can it Paschal like Rabbi Yude? According to Rabbi Yude, so there is one miut that is Mimayit, Yochid Joseph ben Bezdin. That's the Kash. So Nire, the Posak, the Chayev ki Chachami. Because in here, yes, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yude and the Chachami over there. Rabbi Yude in here he says Yochid Joseph ben Bezdin is Potea and he learns it out from this Posik and the Chachomim say Yochid Joseph ben Bezdin is Chayev near the Posak the Chayev ke Chachomim the Pliga later Rabbi Yude ben Ishaya yes Vim ken ich Posak kan ke Rabbi Yude do yim Rabbi Yude ha besfir le Chayev lo im sikim svoros iklau do you make a chad le mute Yochid Joseph ben Bezdin so he gives a very good terrace ונראה לי לתאר את זה עם קושי אחרס. דייקה בפשט משמייצי, דעמי קומה בגמורה, איקה כלותה מיעוטה, חד לאיקה למניח, וחד לא זה יוכל, איזה יוכל, וחד ליוכל שרוסה ברזבזן, בגמורה סייץ, דתקור עם תרב יהודה, הוא יצרים מיעוטים. וון מיעוט, איז ממייט, זה איקה זה מניח, נדה מיעוט איז ממייט, זה יוכל, זה יוכל. A third mute is mayit yochid shosbar azbez. Lame, why does the Gemara have to say that Rabbi Yehuda has three mutim? Just as the Gemara says, Ligabi Rab Meir. So the Gemara says, Miksiv nefesh sechto, acha sechto, basir sechto, three mute ksive, chad lemute zeikam zemeniach, vichad lemute yochid shosbar azbez. So, name, will Rabbi Yehuda loy haver le three mute, chad lo ze yochil, vize yochil. אחד, לזה איקר, לזה מניח. וחידקו מה שאומר רמיה, נתחיל מיותי אבי. So just as the Gemara said, can say, I'll live with רמיה, that there are only two מיותים, why couldn't the Gemara say the same thing? I'll live with רבי יהודה. There are only two מיותים, and one person just as רמיה has two מיותים. So the Gemara could say, רבי יהודה is my two things. Fun, in other words, because nefesh achas is one thing, so you're mimayit, we have one miut, and basi so you're mimayit, basi is a sechto, another miut. So in other words, so one miut is mimayit, zeikam ze meniach, and the other miut is mimayit, zeyochel ze yochel, and yochel shoyso beraz bezn, is chayev. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? Uli tarit, kush yezu, eimeya, divada yitzvah, so big more anemim arochet. Mishim nebri sheyri, esamdin, and the Rabbi Yehuda is liyochet shot toros bezn, pota. The only reason is why the Gemara doesn't say the same thing ligabi Rabbi Yehuda as it says ligabi Rameya, because there is a finish a price in Herias, which says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, yochet shot toros bezn is pota. So meile, so the fact is that Rabbi Yehuda has three droshes in this posik, because Rabbi Yehuda happens to say in Herias that yochet shot toros bezn is pota. So the vada yitzchak the gemara lemi maroche. Mishum dibrisheli esamdin at Rabbi Yehuda yisli yochet shot toros bezn bezn pota. Deom rushon al maslis nomar Rabbi Yehuda mashmuel zu divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Avol chachomim emrim yochet shot toros bezn bechayev. My Rabbi Yehuda nitanye. So there is a price that Tribune which Rabbi Yehuda says, Yochet Shoyso Beraz Bezn is Pata. Ol Hoche Yitzchel B'Gemora Leima, Dil Rabbi Yehuda Tlote Miute Ave. Ave Miloi, Ave Maschach Tal Miute. Dil Rabbi Yehuda Yisli Pata. Ave Motzal Meima Dul Dei Nitrei Miute Ave. Kidikom Al Rameya. Kidikom Al Rameya. But if we didn't have, if Gemora did not have a price which declares explicitly that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yochet Shoyso Beraz Bezn Pata, then the Gemora could say, I'll live with Rabbi Yehuda the same thing that the Gemara says, Alev Rameya. In other words, there are only two mutim. But the fact is that Rabbi Yehuda darshens three things from that passage. So the Meile, the Gemara tells us the Mitzias. But the Rabbeinu Ro lives in Kank, Rabbi Yehuda, behod ez en yochel, ez en yochel, mishim Rameya misayole, avol behod yochel chosa v'raz bezden, posak d'chayev kechachomim. But one din of Rabbi Yehuda has no logical connection with other din of Rabbi Yehuda. It just happens that Rabbi Yehuda says two things. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda says that he's chilek on Rameya. Whereas Rameya says that ze yochel vi ze yochel is also chayev, Rabbi Yehuda holds ze yochel is pot. But ze in yochel ze in yochel is chayev. And then Rabbi Yehuda happens to say that yochel shosu beres bezn is pot. And he deduces it from that posit. So the Mitzias sees that Rabbi Yehuda learns how to psukim. That's the Mitzias. But there is no logical necessity, no logical connection between one member of Rabbi Yehuda and the other member of Yehuda. So as far as the member of Rabbi Yehuda, that Zeyochel with Zeyochel is Poter, Zeyochel with Zeyochel is Poter, so they are impossible like Rabbi Yehuda. And Zeyochel and Zeyin Yochel, with Zeyin Yochel is Chayev, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But as far as the other member of Rabbi Yehuda, which is logically not connected with this member of Rabbi Yehuda, as far as the other member of Rabbi Yehuda, that Yochet Shoyso Beraz Bezn is Poter, so Rabbi Yehuda holds like that, but the Chachomim in here is a chilek on Rabbi Yehuda. So Meile, since the Rambam, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda in his machlekes against Rabbi Shimon, And Remeya be paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. But in his machlekes with the Chachomim, and the question is whether Yochid Shosfira's Bezin is Chayim or Poter, he paskins like the Chachomim. So Mimele, according to the Chachomim of Rabbi Yehuda, we'll have to say that the Chachomim of Rabbi Yehuda darshan two miyutim. The same way as the Gemara says, Alibe the Rabbi. This is what he says. The Rabbeinu Ro lives to come to Rabbi Yehuda, but it's in Yochid, it's in Yochid, which is Remeya Misayalei, our body Yochid Shosfira's Bezin. Posak the Chayiv Chachomim Mishidom Ushom Behir Yisud Rabbi Yehuda. Our Chachomim. All right, so let's see. Very good Eretz. I mean, this is the Shemesah. Now, let's Taisves has the Girsay. Taisves rejects the Girsay that we have now a text. Rabbi Shimon, time with the Mayochet Shosov Beraz Bez Mechayiv. He rejects that Girsay. And Taisves Girsay is Rabbi Shimon Yochid Choso Beroaz Bezdin Ritzozko. But this is Alibet Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's see what Girsay the Rambam had. What Girsay the Rambam had here. Now, the Rambam doesn't Paskin like Rabbi Shimon there and here is. תפגים ומתאיז נרץ. הירו בזה, ויודו שטוב, וחוזרו בהם, בין שהביאו כפרוסות. בין שהביאו כפרוסות, ובין שלא הביאו כפרוסות. והולך ויוסו על פיה, רב שימן פיידר. ורב לזר אימר סופיק. איזהו סופיק? יושף למסיר בי זה חייב. Holach l'mudinus hayam poter. Now, how does the Rambam pass? So the Rambam passed like a blessing,
not like a shem.
Now let's see how the Rambam formulates this thing. Now, So the Rambam said as follows. Bezdin Sheheiro Vishgog. Vinei Dalahem Shgogoso.
Ben Sheheiro
Kaporoson.
Ben Shaloyevi.
So what does Rav Shimon say? Peter. You don't have to bring a call. So the one
who is Ese.
The one who is Ese. Alpion.
It's not a good call.
But Rav Leza says so.
What does it mean, Sofik?
So if it's a Sofik, he has to bring a Roshim Tov. So the Rambam passes like a Tov. He has to bring a Roshim Tov, not like a Pshinem.
That is Potter of the Kol.
Bezin Sheyo Bishgogo.
Vinoto.
Harim ze meir Roshim Tov. Hoyo vi hoyo lo yvishi. Why Roshim Tov? Either is Chayev or is Potter. I mean, Roshim Tov you bring if somebody eats b'shevik, that is one of tuchtiches, he doesn't know whether it is the chayim and shumen. On the table there were tuchtiches, one was chayim and shumen. He ate one of the tuchtiches, and we don't know whether he ate the chayim and the shumen, b'shevik. So he brings the Rosh Hashanah. But here we know what he did. He ate chayim. But he ate the chayim. He ate the chayim because of it was bezin. And bezin. And Bezdin became cognizant of the mistake, but he didn't know that Bezdin found out that he had made a mistake. So Rabbi Leza says, Sofik, So he brings a Russian tongue. So why does he bring a Russian tongue? Hoyu vihoyoloi lishe, beholeis, outvorim shenishachu bibes, viloishoal, hareze kimishen is tapik laim choto iloichoto, bamedvorim amorim, bimishoyo im bezn bimdino, avo mishoro hairo, viholach lindino acheres. אבל פישור שאחר שיודו הוא פוטר מפני שתולו בהן והרי אפשר לו להישאר ולא יריד אלא אני ולוצס אבל פישור עדיין לא יוצא לי דרך ויוסו על פיהם מאחר שיודו הרי זה פוטר so the Rambam passes like Rablezer not like Rabshimen but when is does Rablezer differ from Rabshimen only in case where Bez Nagodl passing the train of his mitter And then Bezn, and it was pushed by Ribatzibo, and then Bezn Nagodl found out the mistake. But he didn't know that Bezn Nagodl found out its mistake. And he also itchelev, after Bezn Nagodl found out its mistake. So he itchelev. And he was in the same city as Bezn Nagodl. He was not out of town. So Mimele, he was in a position to inquire from Bezn Nagodl. Whether they changed their mind or not. And he didn't, so Mimele is high Rosh Tolo. But suppose he went overseas and he was not in a position to find out that Bez Nagodl had found out, had discovered its mistake. So then he's fine. Then even Reb Lezer agrees with Rav Shimon. Then even Reb Lezer agrees with Rav Shimon. Now we have to understand, I mean, this is the Gemara says that. The Gemara says that Yoshef is b'sir beisi chayev. So what did it mean chayev? And Hashem told holach leilimdines hayam ipoter. So then he spoke. Now, what's the pshat in Reb Lezer? I mean the way the Rambam explains it. Bezin sheiru b'shgogo v'neid alahem shgogoson bein sheivi kaparoson bein sheiviu kaparoson bein shelo yiviu koloise kefiu roson שפושטו בריב הציבור מאחר שיודו הרי זה מייבי או של טוב הרי מה שטוב so רב חיים הלושנר in the safe in the shells of Judas חוט המשולש so he says I'm Teisves Kasha Teisves Kasha I mean because the major girse the girse he most swore in is the girse that we have in our text Teisves rejects that girse because of that Kasha of the Trapshina says But in most Svarim, the Girsa is the way it's in our text. The Reb Shimon, Yochich also beiroas bezn is chayev. And here the Gemara says, here the Gemara says Yochich also bezn chayev. And there in the Mishnah says that veolach was alpien bein yivu kaparoson bein lo yivu kaparoson. So it's fun. That's the kasha. So Reb Chaim Voloshin Aruchim. In Chutam Shulesh gives the Teretz, the Rambam's Girsa was the way it's in our text, not Teisves Girsa. In other words, that Reb Shimon Yochich also beiroas bezn chayev. But then you ask, so why does he say that in the Mishnah, holach vos al pien bein yiviu kaproson, bein lo yiviu kaproson, is Reb Shimon peiteya, because over there, Reb Shimon is referenced to the case where Bez Nagodl paskened, not an ordinary Bezn, but Bez Nagodl paskened, and then it's also Reb HaTzibur al pien. So in such a case, when Reb Shimon says, if Bez Nagodl paskened, And it's also Rivatzibur al Piem, so then he's potter. Mashein kein, if an ordinary Bezn passes, or even if Bezn Nagodl passes, but it's not Mispashto Rivatzibur, then he's chayev. So Meile, there is no stira. We see that the Rambam, this is what Reb Chaim Voloshin says in Chutam Shulesh, we see that the Rambam holds that Reb Shimon only patters in a case where Bez Nagodl passed the Chiyuv is Muter and also Reb HaTzibur al Piem. Because true, the Rambam doesn't pass like Reb Shimon. The Rambam passes like Reb Lezer. But Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon have reference to the same case. And the Rambam passes, that if he was not in Medina Acheres, so then he's Chayv no Shem Tov. But if he was in the Medina Acheres, then he's Potter. Then Reb Lezer agrees with Reb Shimon. And in what context does he mention that he's potter if he was in Medina Acheres? Yeah. Only if Bez Nagodl Pastant and Poshto Hoyroson Berei Batimo. So, only in that case, Reb Shimon says potter. Masha'in came in the case where an ordinary Bezdin, not Bezdin HaGodl, Bezdin Shal Shleisho, Bezdin Shal Chav Gimel, or even Bezdin HaGodl, but not Poshto Hoyroson Berei Batimo. So then he's chayev. So memele, there is no stire between Reb Shimon's din that says peite here. And here the Gemara says, Reb Shimon holds Yochichol's Beres Bezdin chayev, because here the Gemara is referenced to a case where Yochich also was not Bez Nagodl, or even Bez Nagodl, but not Poshto Rivatimo. Masha'inki, there is Chayev, but the Masha'inki and Reb Shimon in the Mishnah of Gimel and Heres has reference to the case where Bez Nagodl passed and is Poshto Rivatimo. Alright, so this is what the Chudam Shur says, Reb Chaim Arusha. Now, but we have to understand the Shinas Rambam. Now, so you can say, it appears that Reb Chaim Arusha and Asteretz on Teisves Kashe is similar to the first Loshin in Ramban, but it's something else entirely. The Ramban, you see, emphasizes the fact that there is a kapor, that it emphasizes the fact in Reb Shimon because they are mechuyev another korb mipa. So the mele that is mafkiyadach yuvi. But Reb Chaim Loshin says something else. He says something else. He says that where Bez Nagodl, he doesn't say it, but this is probably what he means. Where Bez Nagodl passed in the trail of his mutter, and it's poshto bereva tzibur, so then he is poter because he's an owner. According to Reb Shimon. So according to Reb Shimon, if Bez Nagodl passes the trail of his mutter, and it's poshto bereva tzibur, so he's always an owner. Even if he was in the same city with Bez Nagodl. He's also knows. Masha'in King Reblezer, he holds, it all depends. If he's out of town, out of the Medina, then he's an onus. But if he was in the same place with Bez Nagodl, so then he's a Sophic onus. So it's not the same teretz that the first washing in the Ramban mentions. It's something else. They both say there is a difference between the case where an ordinary Bezdin pastens and where Bez Nagodl pastens, but it's different reasons. Now we have to understand the Rambam's pshat in Reb Shimon and in Reb Lezer. The Rambam pastens like Reb Lezer, but it's the same lomdes in Reb Shimon and Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer, in case where the Yochid who ate Chelev happened to be in the Medina Acheres, so then Reb Lezer agrees with Reb Shimon. Now, the Roshna Rambam means, Bezdin Sheheru Bishgok, Vineda Lehem Shgokosan, Bein Sheiviu Kaparoson, Bein Shaloi Viu, Koloise Kefi Roson, She Poshto Bereva Tzibu, Me Acha She Yodu, Hareze Meivi Oshito, Hoyu Vihoyo Loi Lishel, Bicholeis, Al Dvorim She Nishachu Bibezdin, Vilui Shoal, Hareze Kemi She Nistapik Loi, Im Choto Iloi Choto. במדבר ממורים במי שהיו עם בזן בגדינו אבל מי שאירו האירו והולך למדינה אחרת אבל פי שעושה אחר שיודו פוטר מפני שתולו בהן והרי אפשר לא יבין שאירו ולא יועיד על הניבלות צייס אבל פי שעדיין הוא יוצא לדרך ויוצא על פיהם מאחר שיודו הרי זה פוטר נאו. There is something that we have to understand in the case where Bez Nagodl passed the trail of his mutter. That Bez Nagodl passed the trail of his mutter, and so the aloha is that that every shevet has to bring ipa. Now, so why do they have to bring ipa? Because of the avera. It's a kapora for the avera. So that means that even if Bez Nagodl makes a mistake, so you do not say Bez Nagodl, right or wrong, is always right. Because if we were to say that Bez Nagodl, right or wrong, is always right, why should the Torah be Mechayev, the Tzibur, to bring a par? What kind of an avera did they do? They are always right. The answer is, even Beznagodl makes a mistake. So the Aloha doesn't become like that just because they made a mistake. But there is Aloha. There is Aloha. And the Sifri says, Rishosom Nadovar Asher Yagidu Luchuyom Al Yimin Sheu Smeil Afilo Imrim Lucho Al Yimin Sheu Smeil Val Smeil Sheu Yimin. So in other words, so the Ramban in Sifra Mitzvahs explains it. In other words, even if it is Boru Kayem in the mind of the Talmud Chacham, that he is right, the way it was Boru Kayem to Reb Elazar ben Hurkanes when he was Chelik and Chachomim in Tanur Achnoye, so the halacha is that the Gzeiras HaBeirah, the Ramban says, that al das reiv abezn, we have to rely, we have to act in accordance with the achroye of rov bezn. So mimele, so that means afileim renuchal yimin shu ismail, even if at an ideal level, in the chinuch, in the mitzvah of risoso, and al piktativa sheyerucho, points out that at an ideal level, Reb Elazar was right, because the Paschal said, Halochek Reb Elazar. So that means that on an ideal level, Reb Elazar was right. Not Reb Yeshua. But still, how do we have to act? According to Reb Yeshua. According to the Rov. So that's because of Afileim L'chol Yemin Shehu Smeil, Val Smeil Shehu Yemin. So why does the Torah Mechayev, the Tzibur Rekor Mipa, what kind of Naveira did they make? So the Pshat is as follows. True. If Beznagodl will pass in the trail of his mutter, and then never will Beznagodl reverse itself. So then, even if Tlapishmai is Galye, that they made a mistake, on an ideal level, they made a mistake, but that's the aloha. Once they made that mistake, so there is aloha, afileim l'chol yimin shehu smeil val smeil shehu yimin. So that's the aloha. The Torah was given that we should deport ourselves in accordance with the psak, with the psak of Beznagodl. So if, let's say, Beznagodl would pass the Tchilev is Muter, and then Beznagodl would never realize that they made a mistake, so then they don't have to bring any kapore, because then it's Afilu Halimishu's name. But true that the psak of Beznagodl is always valid, even if an ideal level it should have been the other way. But that is only if Beznagodl ultimately does not reverse itself. But in case where Beznagodl originally passed in Tchilev is Muter, and then let's say a month later, a year later, or even 5 years later, so they realize they discovered their own mistake, so then this is Ikeli Mafreya de Hiroye. So Mimele, so it becomes a mistake. So Mimele, so it's Igloye Milseli Mafreya. It's Igloye Milseli Mafreya that it was a choice. But only if Beznagodl itself reverses itself. But if Beznagodl never finds out that it made a mistake, so even if Klapishmai is Galia at an ideal level, the psak should have been different the other way. But that's the thing. The Torah was given that we should act in accordance with the psak of the Rosh. Now, there is a Gemore. I once mentioned it this year. I think that I mentioned it this year. But there is a Gemore in Yume Daf Pei. Gemara in Yume Daf Pei says, Omer Reb Elazar, Ho'eichel chelev bizman hazeh, tzorich sheyichtiv lo yishir, shemo yovei beznacher v'yar bebishur. So if somebody eats chelev bizman hazeh, he has to write it down on a piece of paper that he ate chelev. Even though, ma yar bebishur, inei medim chay v'kor, ma kazay iskotten, Akazai's cotton. So let's say, in other words, he ate less than chotzi beitzah. So according to the Roy of Beznagodl, he's not Chai Ikor. He's not Chai Ikor. Still, he should write down on a piece of paper that I ate a Kazayis cotton. I mean, less Kazayis cotton means less, because why do we say that Kazayis is Chotzebeitzo? Because Kazayis means you have all kinds of olives. You have small olives, you have big olives, you have average, medium olives. So we say that Zayis means Zayis Beinani. So Zayis Beinani is Chotzebeitzo. But maybe if, let's say, Zayis means Zayis cotton, so then it will be higher, we call him, even if he eats less than Chotzebeitzo. So the Gemara asks, my Yad Bishur, me name it Mechayev, we call him Zayis cotton. Because he ate less than a Chotzebeitzo. So Mele, according to the Roya of the contemporary Bezdin, so he's potter of Ikor. But he still has to write it down, because maybe in the future time, another Bezdin will be Mechadish, that Kazayis means Kazayis Kot. So even if it's less than a Chotzebeitzo, so he's still Chayev. Vatanye, Hashav Yisrael Senu Bishgogo. Vioshei, Hashav Midiosei, may we call Malchgogosei. Loishav Midiosei, hey, may we call Malchgogosei. So why does Rebbe Elazar say that he has to write down on a piece of paper, I ate the size of his eyes cotton, and according to the contemporary best, I don't have to bring a cotton, but I want to make a note of it, in case, and a future best will reverse the decision of the contemporary Bezdin, and they'll say that Kazayis means Kazayis cotton. So he's Chayev, so then I'll bring a Korban. But even if a future Bezdin will reverse the original decision of Bezdin, and will say that Kazayis cotton is Chayev for Kazayis cotton, he still should not be Mechuyev. Why? Because at the time when he ate, so what was his assumption? That you are only chayev, that when the Torah assers chaylev, the Torah assers only chaylev that has the size of a chotzebeitzo. But chaylev less than the size of chotzebeitzo, the Torah doesn't assa. Even though chotzeshir is also not Torah, so it's also anyway. But the Rambam says, so from this Gemara it's a riot to the Rambam, that Chotzeshir Osa Matoro is a new Yisr. He doesn't come within the Lav. And if somebody will take a Shvue to eat Chotzeh Kazayis Nevele, so the Shvue will have. In other words, we don't say Nishmal Vatlas HaMitzvah, so Shvue Shov. Because the Aloha Nishmal Vatlas HaMitzvah, Shvue Shov, applies only to Yisr HaMfurish Matoro. But this is a new Yisr. So as far as the Lav of Chelev is concerned, so only Kazayis is Osa. But less than Kazayis not. So Mimele, when he ate, let's say, a third of a beitzo, not every beitzo. So according to the contemporary view, at that time, so it was not oser under the love of chelev. It was not oser. So Mimele, even if somebody had told him, listen, he ate it b'shedek, but if somebody had reminded him, and they told him, you should know that this chatiche is chelev. So he wouldn't have refrained from eating it on the score of the love of chelev. Because according to the contemporary view, so as far as the love of chelev is concerned, he doesn't answer a third of a beitz of chelev, only half a beitz of chelev. So Memele, he was not Shov Midiosei. So even if a future Bezdin will reverse the decision and will say that a third of a Beitzo comes within the love, so he still will not be Mechuyev to bring a Korban, because at the time when he ate a Chelev, had he been reminded that it is Chelev, he wouldn't have refrained from eating it on the score of the love of Chelev. So he's not Shov Midiosei. הנה אם ילמחי וקור מקדאי סקוטן, ועתניה אשר יסרסנו בשגוגו ואושי, השוב מידי עושה מי וקור מלשגוגו עושה, לא ישוב מידי עושה מי וקור מלשגוגו עושה. אלו, תלוי מחי וקור מדהי ככזאי סגודו. So Rabbi Elazar says, so in case where someone ate, let's say, חילה בזמן הזה, a third of a beitzo, so he doesn't have to write down. Because even if a future best will reverse the decision and say that the third of the Beitzo is Ishiokas Hayis, so he will still be potter of bringing Korban, because at that time he was not Shor Mivyosi. But when does Rabbi Elazar say that he has to write down if he ate, let's say, a Chotzi Beitzo? So according to the contemporary Psak of Besdin, a Chotzi Beitzo has the Ishiokas Hayis. But he has to mark down, because maybe a future Besdin will pass him, that Kazayis doesn't mean an average Zayis, Aleph, but it means a very an excessively large Zayis. So Memele, even a Chotzi Beitzo does not have the Shio of Kazayis. Only, let's say, maybe 3/4 of the Beitzo, but a Chotzi Beitzo not, and he ate only Chotzi Beitzo, so he has to mark down on a piece of paper that he ate only Chotzi Beitzo, in case a future Besdin will pass him that the Gezayis means 3/4 of the Beitzo, so then he will not bring a Korban. Elo, the Lui Mechai Korban Adik Gezayis God. Alright. Now the Rambam is mashmi that Alochi, that Oichu Chilu Bizman Hazeh, it's all Shiichu Lishir, and there is a very good reason as to why the Rambam is mashmi that Alochi, because this Rabbalozo speaks of the possibility that a future Besdin might reverse the decision of a former Besdin. Now, so how is that possible? I mean, now after Chasimus HaTalmud, now we have a psak of the by the Chachmi HaTalmud that Kazayis means Chotzi Beitzo, so Memele, no future Besdin, even B'meis HaMashiach, will be in a position to reverse any psak of the Gemara. That's an impossibility. But Reb Lezer said it in his day. And Reb Lezer was a maimin, a hakalei b'chol yim sheyovei. So he anticipated the possibility that maybe Moshiach will come before the Chasimus HaTalmud. And if Moshiach would come before the Chasimus HaTalmud, so memele, the best Nagodol would be able to reverse certain decisions of a former Bezin. Masha'in came now to the Rambam. The Rambam lived after the Chasimus HaTalmud, and the Rambam says that if anyone is chilek on the psak of the Chachmi HaTalmud, he's able to also, besides being considered as napkeres, so he's able to also, so mainly it's an impossibility that a future Besdin should reverse the decision of Chachmi HaTalmud. But Reb Lezer said that because he believed the Hakalei B'chol Yem Sheyovei, so he anticipated a possibility. Maybe the next year, so Moshiach will come and they'll be before the Chasimus HaTalmud, so Memele, the Beis Nagod will themselves be of the Chachmi HaTalmud. They have a right to be chelik on the decision of a previous Beis, but now it's not relevant. Alright, that's the reason as to why the Rambam is mashmi that halachi. But the Gvuras Ari and Yume, that's the Shalisaraye, asks a kasha against this Gemara. Here the Gemara at first wanted to say, and Reb Lezer's din, oy chilchilu bizman hazeh, tzor sheyichtivu ishir, shem oyovi beznach v'yav bishurim. So at first the Gemara had the avamini, that ma yav bishurim, that the mechayinim, the mechay v'kor makazai iskotten, so even if the future Bezdin would reverse the decision of the former Bezdin, and the future Bezdin would say that kazayis means kazayis kot. So even if one ate just a third of a beitzo, he's chayav korban. But the one who ate it while the decision of the contemporary Bezdin was in effect, so he wouldn't have to bring the korban, because at that time his impression was that you don't have to refrain from eating a kazayis cotton as far as the lav of eating against eating chilev is concerned. So Memele is not Shor Mivyosi, but there is a Gemara in here, yes, to the contrary. Gemara Daf Beis Omid Aleph, and here it says, "Heiru Besdin Shachilev Muta." V'nischalef lo yechilev b'shumen. V'yochel. So suppose Bezdin Paskin that chilev is mutter. But then one individual made a mistake and he mistook chilev for shumen. He thought it was shumen. And he ate it. So he didn't eat it because of the roya of Bezdin. He ate it because he thought that it should. Then he found out it was chilev. So does he have to bring a korban or not? So Rav Omer Poter, the Rabbi Yechonon Machayev. So the Gemara says, Meis, a kashi against Rabbi Yechonon. And we pass like Rabbi Yechonon that he's chayev. So the Gemara asks a kashi, Meis. Ma'amores ba'asei so prat l'mumer, Rav Shimon ben Yisim, Mishim Rav Shimon, Harayim ha'ashol yisani b'shkol gavoshi, lo yehi da'ashov midiosei, mevikor malchigosei. Lo yishov midiosei, ni mevikor malchigosei. So there is a loche of shov midiosei, that when is a person yechuyev to bring the korban chatos? If he ate chilev, only if he ate it under such circumstances that had been reminded of his oblivion, he would have refrained from eating it. But if the circumstances under which he ate the chilev were such that even if at that moment somebody had reminded him of his oblivion, of his mistake, he still would not have refrained from eating. So then, he's not a shov midiosei, so he doesn't bring it home. So the question is, why does Rabbi Yechonon say, in the case of Iru Bezdin Shechilev Mutter? So every member of the tzibur is under the impact of the notion that you allowed it. And there was one person who mistook a piece of chilev for shumen. And he ate it thinking that it was shumen. Then he found out it was chilev. And he also found out that Bezdin itself had discovered its mistake. So Rabbi Yechonon says he has to bring a kisvo, a korban, but he's not shov midiosei, because suppose somebody would have told this person, Ruvein, you should know that this is not shumen as you think, this is chilev. He would not have refrained from eating it, because at that time there was a roye from Bezdin that chilev is alright. So it's not shov midiosei. So why does Rabbi Yechonon say it's chayev? So the Gemara says, so v'mi se holy shov midiosei hu omar af pope, because of Rabbi Yechonon, kiv nichimis yadu l'midine hadrebu v'hu name hodo bei shov midiosei krinam bei v'chayev. So he says, the reason is why Rabbi Yechonon says chayev, and we pass like Rabbi Yechonon, here is shov midiosei. But you ask, at that time, everybody was laboring under the notion that it's all right to eat chilev. The answer is, why was everybody laboring under the notion that it's all right to eat chilev? Because that was the roya of Bezdin. But suppose somebody would have told him, listen, first of all, you should know that this chtiche is not shumen, it's chilev. And then you should know that the psak of Bezdin is a mistake, it's a toyes, and that Bezdin itself will realize this mistake. Then he would have refrained. So Memele is considered shov midiosei. This is what the Gemara says. That's the reason why Rabbi Yechonon says chayev. So the shakshay is the kashi. So why does the Gemara say, inaymed mchay mikob makazai skot vatan yashol isesenu mishgog avoshim ashov midiosei mi vikob malchigosei lo ishov midiosei mi vikob malchigosei? So Memele, why should he mark down on a piece of paper that he ate only a third of a beitzah, or in case a future Bezdin would reverse the decision of the former Bezdin and will say that Zayis means Zayis cotton and the third of a beitzah represents a kazayis and the ischayev, so then he'll bring a korban, even if a future Bezdin will pass him that the third of a beitzah is a kazayis, he still will not be mechuyev to bring a korban, because at the time when he ate it, the circumstances were such that had he been reminded of his oblivion, of his mistake, so he would not have refrained on the score of the love of chilev, because at that time he was laboring under the notion that when the Torah asks us chilev, the Torah asks us only chotzi beitz of chilev, but a third of a beitz of chilev, the Torah doesn't ask her. But the Gemara says here that in view of the fact that if somebody would have reminded him and would have told him, listen, this is chilev, it's not shumen, and number two, that Bezdin HaGadol itself will realize that it made a mistake, so then it's considered shov, shov idiose. So here too, if somebody would just tell him, listen, if somebody would have told him, you are eating chalev, but he would also have told him, in 5 years from now, a future bezdin would reverse this decision and will say that a third of a beitzo constitutes a kazayis, so then he would have refrained, so he should be considered shavnidos. That's the kasha of shekasari. So the shekasari, the gvura sari in Yume, says a very remarkable teretz. He says there is a difference between the Gemara, the case in Hilyas Daf Beis, and the case in Yume Daf Bei. In Hilyas Daf Beis, the Gemara has reference to the case where Besdin paskened that Chelev is muter, and ultimately the same Besdin reversed itself. That not a future Besdin, not a Besdin nachher, but the same Besdin. Let's say a month later. The same person realized that it had made a mistake. So, but here, the Gemara Yume has reference to the case where the person that paskened that kazayis means kazayis benini, which is chotzi beitzo, and he never reversed itself. But the future person, the Gemara visualizes a case where a future person, not the same person, a future person, years later, it can be 50 years later, 100 years later. So, a future Besdin reversed the decision of a former Besdin. But a Besdin that paskened that kazayis does not mean kazayis cotton. Kazayis means kazayis beinini, and therefore, less than chotzi beitzo is not oser under the law of chelev. So, that Besdin never reversed itself. Only a different Besdin. So, that's the difference. He says that when the same Besdin reverses itself, so then it's mivatel the heroia mimafreya, as if it didn't exist. Mashein came when a future Besdin reverses itself. Now there is aloche that Rashi mentions a chumash. That's the droshe in the Sefri. Ala sheifet asher yeh bayomim ha'eim. So that means that every Jew is bound by the decision of his contemporary Besdin. And the Jew cannot say, well, a former Besdin paskened that a different way. I am going to conform to the psak of a former Besdin. Because there is aloche el hasheifet asher yeh bayomim ha'eim. So, in the case where the same contemporary Besdin reversed itself, so then it's a kadi royal mafreya. Mashein came where the same Besdin never reversed itself. But a new Besdin, 50 years later, a new Besdin reversed the decision of a former Besdin. So then, true, the Jews will be living in that day, they will have to follow up the psak of the new Besdin. But, because of Lashifit Ashayir Bayomim Ha'im, but it's not Eka V'Yeroye Lemafreya, it's Eka V'Yeroye only Mikan L'Habe. So Mimele, the Gemara in here is, when the Gemara has the Kashi against Rabbi Yechanan, how can Rabbi Yechanan say, in the case of Eiro Besdin, Shechilev Muta, V'Nischalav Lechilev Bishumen, So then he found out of his mistake. So Rabbi Yechanan says, and we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that he has to bring the korban, but he's not shom midiose, because at the time when he ate the chilev, had somebody reminded him that it's chilev not shuman, he would not have refrained. So he's not shom midiose. So the Gemara gives the teretz. Here we are dealing with a case where the same Besdin that paskened at first that chilev is muter, ultimately the same Besdin, the same people who composed the Besdin, ultimately discovered their mistake. So the mele, that is aka the royal mafreya. So that means that Chelev was also all the time. He just made a mistake. So Chelev was also all the time. So the mele, it shot me the osay. Mashe in the case in Yume Daf Bei, where the same Bez never reversed its decision that Kazayis means Kazayis Beinani. So, but Elita Bezden reversed the decision of the former Bezden and said that Kazayis means Kazayis Kotten. So that means the one who ate it, he was bound by his by the decision of his contemporary Bezden. So the Mele, he didn't have to refrain, even if somebody, let's say Inovi, had been standing there. And Inovi, Beruch HaKedesh, would tell that person, now listen, don't eat this chatiche, number one, don't think that it's human, it's chilev. And number two, don't rely on the psak of the contemporary Bezden that the Torah assers only a Kazayis Benini. No, 50 years later there'll be a new Bezden and they will pass that the Torah assers a Kazayis Kotten too. So even if he had been told at that time, he wouldn't have been obligated to refrain. Because at that time, the decision of his contemporary Bezden, was that Chilev is Mutter. I mean that, not Mutter, I mean under the law. So that Chilev. So Chilev less than the Chotzi Beitz. So he's not Oser under the law. It's Oser as Chotzi Shio under a new Iser and Iser Ese of Kol Chilev. But it's not Oser on the score of the law. So Mimele, he's not Shomidi Oser. So he's not Shomidi Oser. This is the Teretz of the Shagasai. Now, there is one difficulty in this Teretz of Shagasai. So, of course, as far as the Chiddush of the Shagasai is concerned, that there is a fundamental distinction between the case where the same Bezden reverses itself, then it nullifies the Hiroye ab initio, so that it's null and void as if it had not existed. And the case where a future Bezden reverses the decision of a former Bezden, so then it only changes the law mitam l'habe, not l'mafreya. That's all right. But the question is this: if this is so, that when a future Bezden reverses the decision of a former Bezden, so it only changes the law mitam l'habe, it doesn't nullify the Yoraz Bezden l'mafreya. So why does the Gemara have to base it upon the principle of Shav Midi Osei? Why does the Gemara have to resort to the Aloch of Shav Midi Osei? If there is Aloch El HaShevet Asher Yiyeh Bayom Emayim, El Lechol HaShevet Shebiyomecho. So every Jew is bound by the decision of his contemporary Bezden. And even if someone will know that 50 years later, Bezden HaGadol will reverse this decision, but right now the law is in accordance with the decision of the contemporary Bezden. Only later on the law will be different. But right now the law is the way the contemporary Bezden says. So Mimele, the person was not even that love of Chilev. Even if Inovi had reminded him and had revealed to him, you should know that 50 years later a future Bezden will change the law. So then it will be changed. But right now the law is the way that this Bezden says. So Mimele, the Gemara should ask. There is no Aveire. The Gemara doesn't ask because there is no Aveire, but because it's not Shom Midiosi. Not that there is no Aveire. So the answer is now. You know, there are two kinds of Mafreya. No, that I mentioned in the Shir Yivomis. Reb Chaim says it in regard to Miyun. So the aloha is, if the Kedushin took place with a Rabbanon, let's say, if Iktano, a Yisemo was Nishkacho, al Yedei Imo, so then the Kedushin is only Tefis with a Rabbanon, so then the Chachomim or Misakim, that the Iktano can say, Bifnish Leisho, Bifnish Naim, and Machlekes, and he raised it like that's an annulment. In other words, it's not. So that is Eikal Mafrei. So the Rambam says, even though Miyun is Eikal Mafreya, but suppose he supported her. He supported her. They were married, let's say, for 5 years. She was a Tano. And they were married for 5 years, and he gave her, let's say, $10,000 in support. Then she was Mimai. So then the husband claims back all the support. After all, she it's a goyim milsa lemafreya that she was never his wife. It's when the marriage is an old lemafreya. So memele he demands all the support back, so he's not entitled to get it back. So Reb Chaim explains it. Why not? After all, if it annuls the marriage with Mafreya, so that means she was never his wife. So whatever money she got for support wasn't owing to her. So he should be entitled to recover it. So why is the aloche that he cannot recover it back from her? So Reb Chaim says that even though annulment, and even though miun is eikal mafreya, but it doesn't mean that it annuls the marriage, the kedushin, ab initio, as if it never had existed. It means that in respect to all mikamel habedike in yonim, so it's considered as if there had been no kedushin, but in respect to lemafreya de kinyonim, so we do not say there was no kedushin. There was no kedushin. So in regard to the Iser Arayis, now if one marries a woman, so it becomes Oser to marry her sister, her mother, her daughter. There are seven women that are Oser when one marries a woman. So if somebody divorces his wife, so he's still Oser to marry her sister. But if she was Mimaye, so then he's allowed to marry her sister, her mother. Why? Because it's Eikel Mafreya. So here we are concerned with the Mikanul Habad Ginyan. Is he allowed, after she's Mimayin, is the former husband allowed to marry her sister? Achiz Lushosi is Osa. But Achiz Mimayin is Muteres. Why? Because it's Eikel Mafreya. So it's Eikel Mafreya in relation to all future Yonim. Now, if the Shaila is whether now he's allowed, after the meal had taken place, is he allowed to marry the sister of the Mayanese? So we say, yes. It's not like Achiz Koshosi. Achiz Koshosi, so that means she was his wife, even in respect to all future Yonim. She is considered to have been married to him up to the Gerash. But now the Isha is terminated. But Miun is Eikel Mafreya in respect to all future questions. But when she took support from him, so it's not a future union. So in respect to yonim that were passed already, so then we do not say that it's Eikel Mafreya as if it didn't exist. That's Nidrabah. Now, so Reb Chaim mentions it in connection with certain derises also. Now, we have a loch that the Chochom is Eikel Nedal Mafreya. A Chochom is Eikel Nedal Mafreya. And the Baal, so he had a machlekes in the Gemara. And one mandoma says Baal megas gayes. So if the Baal is mefa nidre ishte, so it only is mevatel the neder mikan lohabe. And one mandoma says meikaroka. So still we see that there is a difference between aforas abal, even according to mandoma, that meikaroka and hatoras chocha. For example, if an ishe, if a woman says harini nizir. And then, that's a roch, one woman, one married woman, says Arid Nizir. Then another woman, also a married woman, so says, no, it doesn't have, the second woman doesn't have to be married, can even be a pnui. And the second woman says, Leah, says Arid Kemeisu. So she is matvis in roch. And then, the husband of Rochel, then the Rochel is matir the neder of Rochel. So then, the Leah, who was matris in Rochel, is allowed to be sheis yayin. Why? Because Chochom is eikel mafreya. Chochom is eikel mafreya, so that means that she never was an izira. She never was an izira. So when Leah was matris in Rochel, in whom was she matris? In a non-izira. She said, Arimi kemeiso. Now it's after the Chochem was matir the neder of Rochel, so it's a goyim milsa lemafreya that Rochel was never an izira, never. So memele, so Leah is also mitaris. But if the Chochem was not matir, the Kapolis Nizires of Rochel. But the husband of Rochel was made for the Nedea, so even according to Mandomar that make Roka. So Rochel is allowed to drink wine, but Leah is not allowed to drink wine. The question is why? So Reb Chaim says the same thing. I mean, it's not in the Sefer, this. The piece about Miun, so that is in the Sefer. But this is not in the Sefer. So he says, there is a difference between Atoras Chochem and Atoras Baal, even according to Mandomar, that Baal is make Roka. Atoras Chochem, so takes effect because the Chochem, when he says Mutaloch, Mutaloch, so then the whole Neder becomes retroactively in Neder Bitois. Al the Pesach, al the Charote. So when the Chochem, the Chochemumche, or the Gimlediates, when they say Mutaloch, Mutaloch, so that's a Yeroe. And then it retroactively becomes an Elabitois. An Elabitois is no Neder, it's null and void, ab initio, from the very beginning. But a Baal has a Keach to annul the Neder. So according to Mandoma, it's only become a habit. But according to one Mandoma, it's make a car. It's mafreya. But even according to Mandoma, it's make a car. It doesn't mean that he nullifies it ab initio from the very beginning. In other words, in respect to all mitan lahabed king yonim, it is considered as if the neder had not been taken. So Memele, she is allowed to drink wine, but in respect to the hatfose that took place before the afore, that's already a past thing. So they we do not say there was no kabbalas nizires. So anyway, so we have two kinds of lemafreya. We have one kind of lemafreya where it is null and void ab initio, and we have another kind of lemafreya. We have another kind of lemafreya where it's not null and void ab initio, but like miun of iktano. So in other words, in respect to all future yonim, so it has retroactive effect. But in respect to past yonim, let's say the support that you already recovered, so we do not say that it's null and void. That null and void. So Mimele, if the Bezdin got the same Bezdin reverses his decision, it discovers its mistake, so then it's Mivatl Mafreya and it nullifies the Roye of the same Bezdin ab initio from the very beginning. As if the Roye did not exist. So Mimele the Gemara in Heres has reference to the case where the same Bezdin ultimately had found out its mistake. So Mimele, if somebody, let's say, had told that person, you should know that the same Bezdin would discover its mistake, so then he would have to refrain from it. Because where the same Bezdin reverses itself, so then it nullifies the decision, its own decision ab initio. It invalidates it as if it hadn't existed. But Mashiach came in the case where if you